two teenage girls were abducted by human traffickers and sent to South Sudan. They were returned to their native Kenya in the first case of its kind to be documented by the International Organization for Migration, the IOM, in South Sudan. The teenagers were recruited in a rural Kenyan community for domestic servitude and later forced marriage. Luckily, they were able to escape. The Kenyan community in South Sudan, UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund, and the IOM all helped in their return home. IOM spokesman Christopher Lohm says human trafficking is increasing in South Sudan.
The issue of human trafficking in South Sudan is actually a growing problem, particularly for forced labor and for the sex industry in urban centers. The people most at risk are young women from rural areas and also internally displaced women.
In the newly independent country, there's little legislation in place to combat trafficking, says Lohm.
The government has drafted an anti-trafficking bill, but there are currently no policies or processes in place to actually combat human trafficking or prosecute human traffickers. So for the last 18 months, IOM has actually been working with the ministries of Interior, Justice, and Foreign Affairs to actually raise awareness of this issue.
In addition, Christopher Lohm says the government of South Sudan needs technical assistance to increase its capacity to identify and assist victims of human trafficking and to prevent the crime and effectively prosecute traffickers.
The government clearly needs a lot of help from the international community. It needs technical assistance and it needs public awareness campaigns to generally alert the public to this issue, because it's usually the public who actually bring these crimes to the attention of the government and of local authorities and ultimately the international community.
Christopher Lohm, spokesman for the International Organization for Migration.